gonna talk right now.
Okay.
I'm going into the studio, right?
Yeah, I'm already on the show, so we're getting ready to start.
Okay, let me see. Studio.
Father God, this is Roger Jones, and I'm here at the studios up here in Central Panama, Texas. Just a few small things we had to get rid of, kind of put in place before we actually get going on the air. We got the Word of God in the hour. She's going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. As you guys saw from the position here, the Word of God is coming from the kingdom. I'd like to use a solidified self. She should be coming in shortly. Just kind of hold tight. Let's hear what the Word of God is going to be speaking on this particular morning here at the TLC studio. For all of you listening, you're going to come into our previous shows that we have on our other stations. Come back to our XM radio stations, some of our Pandora stations. All those stations that are connected together comes into our, what you call our HMLC International. And you're going to log in as HMLC International, whether it be your iHeartRadio show, or your speaker show, or Podbean, any of those various shows, I'm going to get you right in. That's one of the shows we run here at HMLC Studio. There's actually 40 platforms, well, 46 platforms as of yesterday. It's bringing us onto the program. So we started climbing the ladder. Renee Ellis, Minister Renee Ellis, is one of our upcoming hosts. We thank you for her being part of our services and what we're doing here at HMLC Studios. We're very proud of it and the strides she's making. So we want you guys to continue just tune into her. And that's coming from the kingdom of God. That's where we go forth here at HMRC Studios. And then God bless you guys. Give us a few minutes. Make a music. Let's solidify that just a bit. And we'll be right back with you guys here in just a minute. All right, we step back out of the way. Here's the woman of God makes her way into the studios. And it's a pleasure you guys holding on as she gets in. I'm going to turn it right over to Ezra right now, the minister Renee Ellis. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord God has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it no matter what, because the Lord is good. And his mercy is new every morning and is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. Thank you for joining us on today's broadcast this morning. I want to first and foremost give thanks and honor and glory to Almighty God for allowing us to have this opportunity and this moment in time to focus in and study on his word on today so we can hear what thus saith the Lord to our hearts on this morning. I give respect and honor to my covering Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank them for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Amen. Again, you can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought Daily on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into our study. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name. We say, Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in and on the earth as it is always done in heaven. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to study and get into your word a little bit more, to learn a little bit more about you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this broadcast. We welcome your presence. We thank you for your presence, oh God, in us, around us, through us, and on us right now. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being the teacher. We ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If I were to title this message today, it would be, Lord Jesus, let the vision that you have of me be walked out in me, through me, and to me as an individual. Lord Jesus, let the vision that you have of me be walked out and manifested to me, through me, myself. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I will be reading from the Amplified Bible, the Amplified Classic Edition. And, of course, this is a famous passage of Scripture. Everyone knows that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the love chapter, and everyone is familiar with it. But I want you to follow along in your translations this morning as I read from the Amplified Classic Edition. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "If I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Now let's look at that for a little bit. It says, if I can speak in the tongues of men, that means regular language. All there are languages that are comprised all around the world. If I can speak in the tongues of men, which means I can speak all other languages, if I can, you know, if I learn Spanish or Italian or Greek, or, and bear with me with the pronunciation of the Greek and Hebrew words that we do in our study and our broadcast. Hebrew and Greek is not my native tongue, so I will probably have to rectify that and take some classes to learn how to properly pronounce the words, Greek and Hebrew words that we study. But it says, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love. Now that word is translated charity, King James Version. And charity, if you look that up, it is the Greek word agape, A-G-A-P-E. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to explore some more verses, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, Paul uses the word agape to describe the highest level of love in this world. And it's also the kind of love God expects every believer, those of us who name the name of Christ, those of us who are identified as children of God. God expects all of us as his representatives, as his conduits, to demonstrate this type of love in our lives. Agape describes a love that is so completely different from what the world offers, that it's only used in the New Testament to describe God's love and the love that should flow from our hearts as believers. Now, in our last broadcast, we talked about the infinite coming into the finite. The infinite God living in the finite, which is in flesh, and making the finite, which is limited, infinite, which is unlimited, again, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And as I was studying this chapter, the love that God loves, that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is talking about, is Jesus the Christ. And we have to look at this agape love. Agape, a divine love that gives and gives and gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. Even if it's never responded to, if it's never thanked for anything, if it's never acknowledged, it is a love that isn't based on response, but it's based on a conscious decision to keep on loving regardless of the recipient or the person you are agape loving on, regardless of the recipient's response or lack of response. Because agape is such an unconditional love, it's the highest level of love. It is infinite love. It is God love. It is Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Holy Ghost was talking to me, and he said to me that, and this is an excellent chapter for all of you to study. I want all of you to, you know, I would encourage all of you to study it piece by piece, because not only is this chapter a demonstration of what we should be exhibiting toward each other, not only is it a chapter describing the type of love that God exhibits toward us, it is also a chapter kind of love that we, as believers, should be exhibiting to God first. And then also we should be exhibiting this type of love to ourselves first, before we exhibit it to others, or even in the process of exhibiting it to others. Because they say, it's been said, you cannot properly love another person, love yourself. That is why the Holy Spirit spoke with me and gave me the title of God, Lord Jesus, let your vision of me be walked out and manifested through me and back to me. Because Jesus, our Christ, is the light of the world. I believe it says in John chapter 1, it talks about the Word being made flesh and dwelling among us. So if we do not have this love, and let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. It says, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion has to do with the fear of the Lord. Spiritual devotion has to do with the fear of the Lord. And you can read about the fear of the Lord over in Proverbs and really study that out as well. But it says that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by love, who is Jesus the Christ, for us and in us. So if I don't have Jesus in me, if I don't have His ways in me, if I don't have His mind in me, if I don't have His ways and how He walked and how He talked and what He did and how He related to others in me, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And then verse 2 says, if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, all secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, And if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Now, then when you read verse 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, because those things that are listed are things that can occur without love. That means we can do these things without love. We can do the works, can be done. And God's love still cannot be in us while we are doing the works. The agape kind of love. The love that keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, regardless of whether it's responded to or not. It says, if I can do all these things, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but I have not love, God's love, agape love, Jesus the Christ love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Just think about this. How does God feel when we go about our day and do our works and do our tasks and we don't take time out to acknowledge Him? We don't take time out to say thank you to Him. We don't take time out to set aside time for Him and spend time with Him. How would that make you feel if you were in a relationship with someone and all they did was say, hey, really quick, and went on about their business and you never heard from them until the end of the night, and they said, okay, good night. And Jesus is the head of the church, and we are His bride. Or statement there. Let's go on to verse 3 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned, or in order that I may glory, but have not God's love in me, I gain nothing. Then it says in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious, and it does not display itself haughtily. All of those things Jesus was and is. All of those things Abba, God the Father, was and is. All of those things Holy Spirit was and is. God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. He is timeless. He is infinite. And all of the things that He has given unto us, this great, almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient one, our God, came to this earth and put on the guise of sinful flesh. gave up his life so that we could live again and be with him, seated in heavenly places, seated in glory with him. How great of love is that? Who would not serve a God like that? He went through so much on his way to that cross. Scripture says, "Peace give I unto you. My peace leave I with you. Not as the world give peace." That's what Jesus said. He said, "Not as the world give peace, give I unto you." And Jesus' peace was powerful and is powerful. Because on his way to the cross, he said nothing. He opened not his mouth. I believe that's what it says over in Isaiah, the chapter escapes my mind right now, but the prophecy about Jesus the Christ and how he came, and he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and he opened not his mouth through so much. He went through the scourging and the beating and the ripping of his beard and the punching and the spitting and the kicking and the yelling and the screaming. And he never retaliated. Why? Because he had us in his mind. Mankind, past. He had us in his mind's eye. He had us in his spirit. He wanted to birth us and rebirth us back to his Father and give us and restore us back to the place where we were in the garden before the fall, with them, perfect, entire, wanting nothing, being with him, talking with him, communing with him, spending time with him. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved, he so loved." I want to read that scripture in the Amplified, out of the Amplified Bible. I want to read what it says in John Amplified Classic Edition, because it is so beautiful. It says, "For God, Abba, our Father, so greatly loved." Not only did he greatly love, he dearly prized the world, that he even gave up his only begotten, unique Son, that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies on him. Him who? Jesus the Christ. That person shall not perish. That person shall not come to destruction or be lost, but have eternal and everlasting life. The infinite God, the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient one, the Word, flesh. God, incarnate in flesh, came to redeem us back to himself. And now the infinite lives in the finite. And don't feel condemned if you're not walking in this love. The Holy Spirit convicts and he draws, but he will shine the light on all of us and show us where we missed it and show us how we missed it. He's not standing there waiting with, you know, some big stick to just clobber us over the head and just say, you know better than that. What is wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. According to Scripture, when we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, at verse 4, as we were in before, let me get to it. It says, love is patient and kind. Patient and kind. Love endures long, patient and kind. If this is how God is, how does he discipline us? How does he chasten us? Food for thought question. Love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. Is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. Verse 5 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it is not conceited or arrogant and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. So I ask you again, if this is love, and it is, being described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, agape love, God love, the kind of love that God has toward us, and the kind of love that he showed toward us by giving us his son, as we just read in John 3:16. How does God correct by his Spirit? Then we also do know how we should correct. Love is gentle and patient and kind. It is not unmannerly. Look at that. It is not conceited, verse 5 says. It's not arrogant and inflated with pride. It is not rude. A lot of times it's been said, it's not what you say, but how you say it. It's not what you say, but how you say it. Verse 5, love is not conceited. It is not arrogant and inflated with pride. It is not rude or unmannerly and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, who is Jesus the Christ, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, and yet it does, because we are servants to the Most High God. But he does not force us. He says over in the Old Testament, behold, I give set before you blessing and cursing, life and death. Choose life. He's telling you what to choose. Choose love. Choose me. When Scripture says God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, that means there are other spirits too. Agape love the God kind of love. It does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful, and it takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, it's also been said, sometimes you hear people say, well, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget. Is that agape love? What if God told us the same thing? I'll forgive you, but I won't forget. We would never have an opportunity to be seated with him in heavenly places if he said that to us. How much more should we want, should we desire, should we crave to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all the other things can be added unto us? And it's not necessarily about things, as it is more about him. Because if we chase and seek and run and desire and crave and hunger and thirst after him, him who? Jesus the Christ. We shall be filled. We shall be filled. And he will satisfy us. And he will make us whole, as he has already done, if we have asked him to come into our heart and live and take up residence and live in us and walk and move and teach us his ways through the power of his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Because scripture says, not by might. It is not by might. It is not by power, God says. But it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we ask, first and foremost, we repent, called by your name, would humble ourselves. Pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways. Then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. Father, we repent right now for every and anything that we have done to grieve you. Thank you for teaching us, Holy Spirit, the righteousness that is already in us in this physical life that we live. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for helping us to walk out this agape love that is already inside of us. Bring it to the surface and help us to exhibit it as only as you will tell us how to exhibit it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. And we thank you for your love. And we thank you for your peace. And we thank you for your joy. And we thank you for your life. And we thank you for giving us health and strength. We thank you for all of these things being manifested in us, in our lives, in every household. We thank you that there is nothing missing and nothing broken. We thank you, Lord, that every household who names the name of Christ, who seeks you early while you yet may be found, you said you would keep us in all our ways. You said we were healed by your stripes. You said no good thing will you withhold to those who walk uprightly. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us more, opening our eyes so that we can see where we need to improve, giving us a teachable spirit so that we can be taught and receive that which you give unto us in love. We thank you for doing the work in us daily. Lord, we thank you for your presence being with us all day, every day, in everything that we do. Thank you for helping us to be consciously conscious of who you are in our lives, reverencing you and walking in the fear and reverence of you, O God. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we exalt you far above any everything. For Lord Jesus, you are the King of all kings. You are the Lord of all lords. You are worthy to be praised and adored. You are holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And we glorify you. And we thank you for this moment and this opportunity that you have given unto us to focus in on you, to take time out of the day that you have given us, to give you back your time that you have given us on this day. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We reverence. And we thank you that it is done. We declare it. We decree it. We command it. And we know by faith that it is done already. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For joining us on today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. This is Minister Renee Ellis, the Little One, also known as the Little One, sparking food for thought through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to study and enjoy it, because the Word of God is inexhaustible, and it is filling and satisfying. God bless you until we broadcast again. Good God to you.